You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with a sinner. Love Earth Tour. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Our next guest, of course, does a terrific job on K-Jazz and Jazz Plus. He is a legendary member of the Utah Jazz, not to mention, Ben, a national freaking champion at NC State. He's the one and only Thurl Bailey. Big T, what's going on?
I like that title. I might start using that, a national freaking champion. I like it a lot.
How about the leading scorer of the national freaking championship game?
Yeah.
For the winning team, Big T Thurl
Bailey. Yeah, now I'm bragging. If I use that, I'm bragging. But I still like it.
You know what, Thurl? So I was talking to David Locke before the game. We saw you in the tunnel.
I'm sorry.
And Locke had, a 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid job shadowing him. And we said, that's Thurl Bailey. He played in arguably the most famous college basketball game of all time. I mean, I guess when you think of the most famous college basketball games of all time, you can help us settle this debate because you were in one of them. I mean, that is up there with, the two or three most famous ever, right?
Well, yeah, and it's not even coming from me. I think Sports Illustrated quoted that. Basically, they said it was the most exciting finish of any sport in the 20th century. So it's up there, right? I mean, it depends on, I was a part of it, so it's going to be at the very top of my list. But I would even say outsiders – looking in, who know about the game, who know about the journey for the most part, because the game was one thing, right? But to get there was just as crazy. Game after game, something just happened to put us in the right position to win, and we did it. So if you know the story, I think you would feel that way as well.
Okay, so speaking of the story, I've got to ask you about this, and I'll apologize because I'm sure you've told this story a million times, but Until I heard you explain it, I watched Jim Valvano running around looking for somebody to hug. Like, what is going on? I mean, like, he's the coach. Like, hug the man. And then I heard you tell the story. So I've got to ask you to tell the story of why that happened.
Well, the story is that, first of all, people don't understand this, but when we met Coach Valvano, he was the most unorthodox coach of his time, I think. I mean, we had practices where all we did was cut the nets down and just practice how it would be, how we would visualize winning a national championship, what we would do if that happened. And we thought it was the craziest thing that he could even imagine. But we did it often. And, about the third or fourth time, we're getting into it, we're celebrating. So it was more to him about getting out of your comfort zone, and what would you do? What will you do, as he put it, when we win a national championship? And so he got into this rhythm as we won game after game. The first thing he would do is run out and hug Derek Wittenberg. They would find each other and hug each other, and so it became kind of a ritual, if you will. And then we won a national championship, and the crowd rushes the floor, and Jimmy Valvano's running around looking for Derek Wittenberg, and he's not there. And so he's kind of – everybody's hugging somebody else. So he didn't know kind of where to go. I think he found this pile of cheerleaders that he just kind of jumped in. But it was pandemonium, and I think he was just trying to find his ground on who he could run to first, and just happened to be just a pile of people. But that was – again, that's part of the iconic video, other than Lorenzo Charles dunking it in, it's Jim Valvano running around looking for somebody to hug.
All right, Thurl, do you recognize, is it yearly, is it every few years teams that kind of kind of capture that same magic you guys had in the tournament? Like, is that a good strategy for winning the NCAA tournament? And can you see teams doing that year in and year out, or is that fluky and not something you can bet on?
Well, I think it's actually more likely to happen nowadays than it did back then. And listen, it's not easy to do. There's so many great teams out there. I think the playing field may be, I won't even say balanced, but more realistic because of transfer portal, you know, NIL, all that stuff that players jump from college to college. And I don't know. I just think that the way that it happened for us was kind of unadulterated basketball. You play because it's, you know, you got a scholarship. Most of those guys, you know, I know I probably wouldn't have gone to college if it hadn't been for basketball. So I think nowadays there's a story, there's a team that starts out every single tournament that just does something incredible, and people like to gravitate towards that kind of story. But most often than not, the best teams win, right? The strongest teams win. So I look at NC State and what they're doing now, and it just reminds me, it's so reminiscent of what we did. But to get all the way there, it's so difficult. The odds are obviously not in your favor. The stars have to align. Teams have to lose. You just have to hit your stride at the right time. So it's still there. I mean, everybody's looking for that underdog, that incredible story. So I'm hoping it's a team like NC State again this year.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, I asked this question tongue-in-cheek, but the basketball community here in Utah is somewhat small, and so I'm curious, every time you bumped into Dave Rose, did you remind him about the game? I mean, like,
no.
Just so you know.
No, I never brought it up.
Never?
Yeah, I never. No, I'm not that kind of guy. Look, I see Hakeem Olajuwon, I see Clyde Drexler on occasion, and, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who's going to rub it in. And they get it, right? I mean, those guys have gone on to become great players. Dave Rose went on to become a great coach. I'm hoping they bring it up. So, but
oh, man, throw your best, because I'd bring it up all the time.
Oh, I would have brought it up. You beat Michael Jordan 2 out of 3 times in college, right? I would have brought that up every chance I got.
Well, you know, some things don't even need to be talked about, right? I mean, like, I've seen Michael since. Matter of fact, he used to have a place out here in Utah, and I would see him on occasion, and he would look at me, and because he fouled out in the ACC championship game that sent us to the NCAAs, and he looked at me and said, you know that wasn't a foul, right? There was an iconic moment where, you know, he fouled out in the game, and they won it the year before we did. So that's all a part of that great journey, man. You know, all those great players have gone on to do great things, and, of course, I had a great career in the NBA, but I'm still on a text chat with my NC State guys. Well, we're just – phone's just buzzing right now because of what NC State's doing. But, no, you know, those guys understand. They were part of a great history. And even past the game, the legacy that Coach Valvano left, I think what Clyde Drexler always says, hey, look, if we don't lose that game, you don't get to know Jimmy V like you got to know him. So he was even kind of proud in a way to be part of that history and legacy of the great Jim Valvano.
All right, Thurl, we opened the show talking about the Utah Jazz and kind of that the hard part for fans is they don't know what the plan is exactly. And I actually think part of that is the strength of the team, which is they are just trying to remain versatile and adaptable to whatever the landscape of the NBA presents over the next 24 months. So let me ask you, in the next two seasons, 24 months, which I know is an eternity in the NBA now, like what do you think happens with the Utah Jazz? Is it just youth development? Is it an investment or trades in veteran players? Like, what does your gut tell you? What's the sense you get?
Well, without knowing the plan myself, I'd say all those things, right? I mean, I try to put myself in a player's shoes because I was one. And you know there is a plan, and it hasn't necessarily been laid out in front of you. You know there is a direction that you're going in. And I'm not even sure Danny Ainge and Justin Zanuck know, you know, they I don't know if they could sit you down in a room and say, hey, this is exactly what the plan is. You know, I think they've been in the business long enough to know that there are opportunities that come up that you have to look at. So it's probably always moving pieces. And understanding that, you can understand the direction, though, that this team is going in, right? I mean, when you decide to not sign Kelly Olynyk and you trade him, that's a big piece of the now, right? I mean, Jazz were on a pretty good streak, and he was kind of a big part of that. But they were looking at the future. You know that much. So you have to go out and try to achieve, if you will, Hardy, try to win with the team that you're giving, knowing that it's a process with the young guys and developing them. And you're going to see, well, you know, we know Lowry's probably going to be a big piece here. What else do we need? What else do we need? What else are we looking for? So, you know, I'm kind of in the same boat as everybody else, right? I know being in this business long enough that Danny Ainge has been successful in what he has done in that position. So part of this is you got to trust him. You got to be patient. You got to trust them. You know what they're trying to build. And, you know, it's kind of like construction, right? You might complain all you want that the road is horrible. When it gets fixed, you're like, oh, okay, this is nice. And so, you know, that's what we have to do. We don't know how long it's going to take because we don't know some of the things that could happen over the course of the next 2 years. So that's really all I can give you. I mean, I'm just as in the dark as you guys, but I understand that there is change. There is a process to get to that point. I look at other teams who've done it and are now reaping the benefits of it.
Oh, man, Thurl, the selection committee was mean to you. The Wolfpack, Marquette, you spent the last several years rooting for Marquette. This is a bizarrely personal game for you.
It is. It's a house divided. You know, my son played 2 years under Wojo there. And I got to stay with my pack. Marquette's Shaka Smart's done a great job with that team. And it's going to be a tough game. I like my guys because, you know, DJ Burns is a guy who has solidified himself as a guy who can handle himself in the post and pass. But it's going to be a good game. You know, I think my Wolfpack will pull it out in the end, but it's not going to be it'll be a close one.
Go Wolfpack. What a story that would be. I mean, if five wins in 5 days in the ACC tournament, then beating North Carolina, now in the Sweet 16. I mean, that would be special. So I'm cheering for it. Thurl, thank you so much
for coming
on with us. We really appreciate it. You're absolutely the best.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Big T. That's the man himself, the legend.
Thurl Bailey.
NCAA champion, Thurl Big T Bailey.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.